Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord.
Welcome everybody to Bible study. We thank God for this opportunity that we can come up together again to receive the word of God with a breakdown, receive a revelation and knowledge. So welcome everybody to Bible study. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you allowed us today to come to receive from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask you to move mighty on this line today, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, bringing peace, joy, divine provisions, oh God, through your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are victorious through your word, oh God, through Christ Jesus, who you sent to save us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty today in the teaching, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace, amen. Lord, we ask that you let us receive divine revelation and knowledge in this study, oh God, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, every spirit of depression, oppression, anxiety, fear, double-mindedness. We come against every fighting spirit, seeking spirit, familiar spirit, spirit of rebellion, spirit of anger, wrath. We come against every spirit that's operating in us and on this line. With the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, everyone, to Bible study. If you have any questions, once we get to the part of Bible study, for any comments or questions, just press 1 at that time. I won't open up your line unless you want me to. So we'll leave the line muted until that time comes. So if you have any questions or comments, please do so at that time when it's opened up. Don't just stay on the phone and be like, oh, I don't want to ask that question, or oh, I should know that. No, this is the Bible study is for. No question is a dumb question. I don't assume everybody knows everything about the Bible. I don't know everything about the Bible, but the Holy Spirit leads and guides and instructs, amen? And so we just allow the Holy Spirit to have his way and to bring understanding, revelation, knowledge of the Word of God, amen? So we will not operate in spiritual ignorance. So the thing is, if you have any questions, please ask. And sometimes it's someone that has that same question, but they're afraid to ask. So just please open up and ask the question. You know, we can't see you and you can't see us. So ask the question. And if I don't have an answer to it, I will find it for you in scripture and then we'll go to it together. Amen. So God bless you and God keep you and God strengthen you. And that is my prayer that all will see you on the word here in Bible study, that you'll be able to apply to your daily life, that it will bring healing, deliverance, breakthrough. It will open up doors for you, that you will begin to trust God even more, okay? I mean, amen, through his word. God bless you, amen. Good to see my cousin Tamika here in Bible study. God bless you. And I don't have your line open, but if you'd like to see, press 1 during the course of our Bible study today. And I'm going to slow it down for you all. Bible study is about, I try not to stay on here too long so you can grasp what was taught. So normally I try to wrap it up about 45 minutes or less. Amen. So it's not like a long, long, drawn-out Bible study where you're like, oh, you get overwhelmed. So let us get started. I'm opening up the line for Sister Dillis. Sister Dillis, are you in position to read today?
Almost definitely. Anytime, always.
All right. So we have Sister Dillis on the line that is going to be our reader today. She'll go to scripture.
Mm-hmm.
She's gotten pretty quick with the scripture. She's been studying her. Today we're going to start off in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 10. If you have your Bibles, please go with me today to the book of James, chapter 4, verse 10. We are still talking about deliverance. We're still learning about deliverance and warfare, warfare and prayer and deliverance praying, and just identifying what the enemy is doing and what are we supposed to do. Last week, we talked about fasting. You know, what is that? What does that mean? What does that look like for us? And what does fasting bring? You know, fasting will break generational curses. Fasting closes the breaches and brings forth restoration and rebuilding for our lives. Fasting will cause you to have great victory against overwhelming odds that's going on in your life. You know, the Bible says that Jesus said to his disciples, some things come out only by fasting and prayer. For fasting will break the powers of carnality, division, and strife. Fasting will break the powers of pride, rebellion, and witchcraft. Fasting will cause joy in the presence of the Lord to return. Fasting will release the power of the Holy Spirit for the miraculous to occur in your life. Fasting breaks unbelief and doubt for us. Amen. So we talked about that last week. If you didn't get an opportunity to be in Bible study last week, remember, all Bible studies and services are archived, so that means that they are recorded. You can go back to the preacher and the pastor show here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen in to them so you never miss. Amen. So we're talking about humility. Sister Bill, do you have the Bible verse, James chapter 4, verse 10?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And it says in James 4, chapter 10, it says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen.
Amen. Humble ourselves. As we're talking about humility, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. So, humbling ourselves means recognizing that our worth comes from God alone. I'll say it again. Humbling ourselves means recognizing that our worth comes from God alone. To be humble involves working with his power according to his guidance, not with our own independent effort. Although we do not deserve God's favor, he reaches out to us in love and gives us worth and dignity despite our human shortcomings. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God,
okay, so understanding that, and for those that came on, just now coming on, we are diving into understanding here as we're still talking about spiritual warfare. You all in deliverance, and we're talking about humility. And Sister Billy just read in the book of James chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You know, humbling ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. So pride, I mean, so your pride and rebellion are rampant in our society. Humility and meekness are seldom seen in the lives of people. But humility is a key to promotion. Amen. Humility is a key to promotion and blessing. The Bible says that we should be clothed with humility. If we go to the book of 1 Peter, and Sister Dilla, go there for me. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 5.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. Ye of all of you, be subjected to one another, and be clothed with the humility. For God resisted. Humility. For God resisted the proud and giving grace to the humble. Amen.
The humble. Yes. Someone has a question before I go on. I want to make sure I address this. Even we not open up a question or comments right now, but let me go ahead and open up the line. Last 4 digits of the phone number is 8051. Welcome.
I had a question about James chapter 4, verse 10. Can you give me an example for me to understand it better? Because even after hearing every word, I still didn't understand. Like, an example that, in a way that I will understand it.
In the way that you want to understand it. Okay. So, humble yourself means recognizing our worth. When you humble yourself, that means basically not in your own way. So, if you look up if you look on your phone, go ahead and go to Google with me so you can place your eyes on it. Go to Google on your phone, and I want you to read to me what humble means. so you can have it for yourself. Go to your phone, go to Humble. With Humble in yourself, we're going to look at the word Humble. And I want you to read it for me. And I'll see once you read if you still understand once you read. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. Here's some more.
Okay, and then you got it? So let's say for me, like people know me as when I was out doing my comedy and stuff, people would, oh, you this and that, but I would always remain humble. I'll never put myself on the pedestal. I would never be like, oh, I'm above you, or I'm better than you. I'm not too good to clean the floor. I'm not too good to pick up the paper, even though I have the money and I have the wealth, but I'm still humble in my position. Though I'm the president of the company, I still don't have a problem opening the door and serving you. You know?
Basically, is it being grateful? Well,
come again?
Does grateful fall in the line of that?
Yeah, grateful can fall in the same line of that. Being grateful in your position, you can say that.
Okay. That's what I want to know. And what verse I was trying to ask, get, you know, I didn't want the question to go out of my head. And what chapter are you on right now? What book are you in?
Oh, she just read 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 5.
Ephesians?
1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Peter.
Oh.
Can you understand
First
me?
Peter.
Is it my phone or yours? Your line or my line? Can you hear me my good?
Yeah, I hear you good. I think it's Jamel's line.
Okay. So it's 1 Peter, Sister Dilla just read, chapter 5, verse 5.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Thank you for that question, too. Somebody else probably had the same questioning, you know, to ask. Mm-hmm. We welcome all questions, you all. You know, we want to make sure we have an understanding. Thank you so much, you know. God bless you, Sister Henderson and Sister Dillon. So, again, we say, First Peter chapter 5, verse 5, Sister Dillon just read. Of course, and likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you. Be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. So both young and old can benefit from Peter's instructions right here. Pride often keeps older people from trying to understand young people, and it keeps young people from listening to those who are older. So Peter told both young and old to be humble and to serve each other. Young men should follow the leadership of older men, who should lead by example. Respect those who are older than you and listen to those that are younger than you and be humble enough to admit that you can learn from each other. Amen. I can't say, oh, I know more than you because I'm older. No. We can learn from each other. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
So one of the greatest benefits of we talked about earlier, last week about fasting. So one of the greatest benefits of fasting is the humbling of the soul. That's one of the greatest benefits of fasting is the humbling of the soul. Fasting helps break the power of pride and rebellion and will put you in a position to receive an increased measure of God's grace. Amen? It will put you in a position to receive an increased measure of God's grace. When we look at, remember, when 1 Peter chapter 5 and 5 says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So God's grace is supernatural access to his strength, power, and ability. Amen. So we go over to Proverbs 18 and 12. Proverbs 18 and 12.
All right.
Yeah, 18 and 12. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Proverbs 18 and 12 say, before destruction, the heart of a man is haunted. Is it haunted? Like not the haunted? And before
18
honor
and 12.
Proverbs 18 and 12. It says before destruction.
That's right.
Oh, the heart of a man is haunted, and before honor is humility. Amen.
That is correct. That's what it says. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility.
Oh,
humility.
Amen.
Hiya. Oh, God, we thank God. Amen.
Yes,
we thank God and
Lord.
Have an understanding of that you are here.
Amen.
And I'm just going to give you a testimony. Amen. Y'all have that scripture there? Proverbs 18
Amen.
And 12.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to ask a question,
Hallelujah.
Too. It's not really a question.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, ma'am.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a question because I used to think when you read the scripture and it be saying man, just be thinking about man, it's not just man, it's for everybody. Man, woman,
it's
child,
mankind.
Teenager, it's for everybody. Yeah, I used to think, well,
yes,
he's talking about
mankind.
The man, but as, yeah, my man, I just know now it's not just the man, it's everybody. Amen.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
My own side.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am. So, and Mother Billy, go ahead, go to Second Chronicles 33:1 for me.
Second Chronicles, all right.
Second Chronicles, yeah. We're talking about Manasseh here, the son of Hezekiah. He was one of the wickedest kings in the history of Judah. He was an idolater, you all. He practiced witchcraft. So we look at
Second
Chronicles 33:1-3. Second Chronicles.
33:1-3.
33:1-3.
Mm-hmm. 1-3. I think you can read that. I'm going to say it right. 1-3, it says,
If everybody's in their Bible, that'd be able to follow with you, even if the pronunciation is a little bit off, it's fine. But we're all right there in scripture, so we know what you're talking about. One may say it another way, and one may say it a totally different way. But if you got our eyes on it, we all know. Okay?
Amen.
So, all right, go ahead. Verse 1.
Messiah was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he
reigned 55 years in Jerusalem.
Reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord hath cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah, his father, had broken down. And he reared up altars of Baal, and made groves, and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served them. Amen.
Amen. So
Amen.
He was judged by the Lord and was taken into captivity to Babylon. And in his affliction, he besought the Lord. He besought the Lord, you all understand this. He besought the Lord and humbled himself greatly before the Lord. So this means there was a level of humility that was extraordinary. So God recognized that Manasseh's humility and responded to his prayer and restored him back to Jerusalem and his kingdom. So as we're talking about, you all, you know, humility here, we're talking about this today. You know, he was talking about having a level of humility. So we're looking at 2 Chronicles. We're still in 33. If you look at verse 12 to 13, if you go down to verses 12 and 13 here, if you drop down 12 and 13 and read that
Amen.
Here. Now, when he was in affliction, you can read that.
And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to the Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then the Messiah knew that the Lord, he was God. Amen.
Amen. So God recognized Messiah's humility and responded to his prayers. As we know here, he restored him back. Amen. He restored him back to Jerusalem and his kingdom. So this is one of the greatest examples of God's mercy and restoration found in the Word of God. So it is a great story of mercy and redemption. Our God, you all, is a kind and forgiving God. Amen. So this story also shows the power of humility And humility is the key to deliverance and restoration. So no matter what you are involved in, if you humble yourself and call unto the Lord for deliverance, the Lord will respond and deliver and restore you. Amen. When we look in the book of Psalms 45 and 13, the Bible says, "But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth, and I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart." So understanding that, I just see we have a couple of questions here. So let's go ahead and open up the line. Questions at this point. Amen at this point. So last four digits of your phone number, I believe this is you, Tamika. God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
I was just, you'd have moved on already to Psalm. It's okay. I was just going to read.
What is it? I'm sorry. My line is real low.
I was just going to read the verse. I'm saying it's different from y'all's, but that's okay. Everybody got it.
She said she's going to read. What Bible are you coming from? Are you reading from the New King James Version or King James Version? What version are you reading? The NIV?
Yeah, it's King James, but he got me on that. I don't know, but it's just broken down in more layman terms.
What Bible are you coming from?
It's King James.
What Bible is that?
What do you mean? I can hear both of y'all. Sorry.
I think it's study.
What Bible?
I think it's called the King James Study Bible. It's just broken down in the language we speak.
Okay, yeah. So if you have a Bible like this, it's going to read different from somebody that's reading the King James, the New King James Version, Amplified Version, Message Bible. There's so many different versions to break it down to get a better understanding. So that's why we always supposed to let everybody know what version of Bible that you're reading from, so that they can know that, okay, because their Bible will read, sounds like almost totally different, and making sure you're right, you're in the right scripture. So we're in the, I'm coming out the New King James Version, and Sister Dilla, what version are you coming out of?
I'll let them go. I'm coming out of King James Version, too.
Okay. So you have the King James Version, which will read a little bit different from the New King James. And if you have a Message Bible, then it's going to read a little bit different from the Message Bible. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure you got it. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So let's see. Ma'am, you have a question? We'll open up the line here. All right, Janelle, you have a question?
No, I didn't have a question.
Okay. All right. Your mark was still on. Okay. All righty. All right. All right. So as we move on, and we're still talking about spiritual warfare here and deliverance, you all, and understanding of authority, because we're going to discuss authority. Let's look in the book of Matthew 10 and 1. Matthew 10 and 1. Matthew 10 and 1, we'll go there together. Matthew 10 and 1.
Man.
If you have any questions,
Matthew 10 and 1 says.
Go ahead.
Oh, Matthew 10 and 1 says, "And when he had called it unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manners of sickness and all manners of disease." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we see here authority being given. Amen. Power is already being given by Jesus. So, y'all, we discussed this before in Bible study. If you all remember, we talked about, you know, preparing to engage in authority. We talked about that before. Something we as believers must know well and operate fully in. So Jesus gave his disciples power and authority over all devils. Amen. So we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. Understand that? We're seated above that. When we look in the book of Ephesians, we hear that a lot. Pastor, can you go there for me? Sister, let Pastor, let him go there for us. Ephesians chapter 1, 20 to 21. Hallelujah. Understand that we have power, we have authority, and the enemy doesn't have any power and authority unless we give it to him. You know, we give him legal grounds to operate, and when we give him that power, you know, through fear, through worry, you know, do other things that we have consumed ourselves with in this world. So let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay.
Yeah, I got on my earpiece. Hold on. Let me know if y'all can hear it. Can you hear it, Sister? Let me know if you can hear it.
I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
Far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we see it here in the book of Ephesians, you all, chapter 1, that we have the same power and authority. Amen. We have the same power. But as believers, we can use this authority through prayer and confession. And confession. We have authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. You all, Jesus promised that nothing would hurt us. So many believers suffer today unnecessarily because they fail to exercise their power.
Hallelujah.
To exercise our authority. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because guess what? A lot of us don't realize we have.
Hallelujah.
And so we get in that place of not believing. We don't have faith to believe to receive the power and authority that Jesus has given us. You know, we have the resurrection power. We've been talking about that lately since March. You know, we preach that resurrection power. And how do we tap into it? How do we tap into that power? By faith. By faith. Amen. So, and binding and loosing, you all, we have the power to bind and loose. We talk about deliverance and warfare, binding and loosing. Look at the book of Matthew 18 and 18. Hallelujah. Matthew 18 and
18.
Oh, y'all get there with me. My tablet. Matthew 18 and 18. If you're there, I'm going to read. The Bible says in Matthew 18, surely I say to you, I'm in the New King James Version. I'll read both the King James and the New King James. The King James Version says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The New King James Version says, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So this binding and loosing refers to the decision of the church in conflict here among believers. So there's no court of appeals beyond the church. So understand we have that power and authority to speak those things to bind them with the power that's invested in us through Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. When we look in the dictionary, the Webster dictionary defines the word bind as to make secure by tying, to confine, to restrain, or to restrict, as if he was bound, to constrain with legal authority, to exert a restraining or compelling effect, or your other definitions may include, we talked about that before, here in Bible study, to arrest, to apprehend, to handcuff, to leave, capture, to take charge, or lock up. You know, there's so many. So binding is done by legal authority. Amen. So we have legal authority in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. To bind the works of darkness. The works of darkness encompass sin, you all, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, poverty, and so many other things, and understanding that you have the power and the authority. You know, we can bind that, you know, infirmity, you know, the works of darkness, you all, destruction, curses, and sorcery, divination, lack, divorce, strife, lust, pride, rebellion, fear. A lot of us operate in fear, torment, and confusion. We have legal authority to put a stop to these things in our lives and in the lives of those we minister to. Amen. So loose means to untie. Loose. Amen. People need to be loose. Loose means to untie, to free from restraint, to detach. It means to disjoin, divorce, separate, unhitch, get free, get loose, escape, break away, unbind, unchain, free yourself, release, unlock, liberate, disconnect, and forgive. See, people need to be loose from bloodline curses. A lot of us have been born with a curse, but we have the power and authority to loose ourselves from this bloodline curses, you know, and to loose ourselves. And people need to be loose from evil inheritance. We need to inherit evilness, you know, familiar spirits, sin and guilt, shame and condemnation, control, domination, and manipulation from other people, mind control, you are religious control, sickness, disease, deception, false teachings, sin and habits, and worldliness, carnality, you are, my God, the flesh and demons, tradition, ungodly soul ties, and ungodly oaths, and trauma, you know, so many things, vexes and spoken curses and vows and prejudices, and just so many things, you are, you know, the people need to be loose from. You know, we have legal authority. We have legal authority. I said it again. You and we have legal authority in the name of Jesus to loose ourselves and others we minister to from the results of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 12:29, for how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man and then he will plunder his house? Amen. Amen. So before you can go in, think you're going to say something, you got to bind that thing up.
Yeah.
Then you can go in.
Amen.
Then you can enter in. Amen. Hallelujah. See, before people are saved, you are healed and delivered. The strong man must be bound. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
We talked about this before to bring back some memory. Amen. The devil considers those who are unsaved, sick, and demonized his good. Come on there. See, to a certain extent, he has a claim, although sometimes illegally, on their lives. Sometimes illegally. You have to understand, he's operating in some of our lives illegally. My Lord, my God. Come on now. He considers them his possessions because he possesses a certain area. So when we dispose these areas, you all, we are spoiling, we're seizing, and we're taking control of his goods. Amen. In the book of Matthew 16:19 says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. That's Matthew 16:19, in case I went a little too fast. 16:19. Y'all can go there with me. 16:19. That's Matthew 16:19. So you can see it for yourself here. 16:19, New King James Version and King James Version. It should say almost the same. I mean, just some Bibles will, depending on the translation, it'll break it down really to the simplest where you can have a full understanding of it. So if somebody's reading from their Bible, you're like, wait a minute, your Bible reads totally different. A little confusion. You want to read it from NLT. So we're going to read it from the NLT. 16:19. Okay, we're going to read it from the NLT and see how different it reads from the NLT.
Okay, it says, from the heart comes evil thoughts. Wait, this is Matthew 16? Okay, Matthew 16:19. And then I'm reading this from the NLT version. From the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lie. Matthew
16:19.
Okay, sorry about that.
Matthew 16:19.
Okay, sorry, oh, that was 15. All right, here we go. Amen. We thank you, Lord. And I will give you the key to the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatsoever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven.
Amen. Amen. So we see it here, you all. Let me get my that song here. So we see it here in scripture, you all, that we have the power and authority, amen, to bind and to loose here, amen. So, you know, you all, it's important. And you know how we confuse the enemy? Praise. With praise. with praise. We confuse the enemy. When we praise and we worship God, even though we're going through, that's the power that we have. We have that power in praise. Amen. See, corporate praise and worship, you all, followed by the ministry of the word, is an effective way of binding the strong man. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Amen. Let Israel rejoice in the maker. Amen. This is what the book of Psalms says here. A psalm. We're in the book of Psalms, praising the Lord. Praising the Lord, you all. Praise in the book of Psalms. You know, so look in the book of Psalms and read and pray. Hallelujah. And praise, because this is an effective way of binding the strong man. And I'm going to read it for you here, you all. Said, let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praise to him with the timbrel and the harp. Amen. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Amen. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Amen. And a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the people, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. Dishonor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. So we are to sing praise in the congregation of saints. See, there is a corporate anointing that flows with a corporate worship. Amen. We are to let the high praise of God be in our mouths and a sharp two-edged sword, amen, according to Hebrews 4:12, in our hands, amen, the result will be to bind their kings in chains. See, ruling spirits are bound as we minister to the Lord in praise and worship, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is spiritual warfare, you all. This is spiritual warfare. See, this is the reason we have praise and worship followed by ministry of the word. When you're in Sunday service, you always know there's praise and worship that comes before the word.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise and worship. Before we go in there, we go in praise and worship. Come on up. Come on. My Lord, my God, I'm getting excited right now. We're going to wrap up here in Bible study, you all. But it's important that we understand that. And afterward, when the word comes forth, you all, then there's an altar call.
Yeah. Amen.
We have altar call, amen, which is so important. Let us get away from that. We have altar call because the enemy has been bound, and we can now spoil his goods. We can take that and take what he has, take that what was taken from us, amen. People who need ministry in this area of salvation, and many of us do, healing and deliverance can then be reached and ministered to because the strong man has been bound. Fear, bound. Worry, bound. Whatever that is, we can bind it. You see, just having an understanding of this is so important. When we don't have the knowledge of it, we perish. We perish. We definitely perish. Amen. If you have any questions or comments at this time, we'll take them. You'll press 1, and we'll open up the line so that we can take any comments or questions. Okay, 1. Yes, you have 1. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do have 1 comment. It's my binding the strong man. Well, you know, the strong man, you know, he lives in your mind and is going to say all manners of things that's going to cause you to feel either, most of the time it's going to feel negative or feel bad or feel angry or whatever, you know, that Satan has to produce for you. Any other fruits, you know, of the enemy. You know, you can make that decision to make up your mind that I'm not going to feel the way I feel. That's binding him. When you set in your mind, you know, that I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be in fear. And I like the way you said that, you know, after that, then there's an altar call. You know, the altar means, you know, when you bring it all over to Christ. So anytime that you bind, you know, the strong man, you know, you bind it. I mean, you capture these thoughts, you know, with the word of God. You capture with the word of God. I mean, you're taking it there to the altar with the word of God. And you know, after you done took it there to the altar and you done used the word of God, you leave it right there.
Yes.
Knowing that the word of God, now this is what's in your mind. This is what's in your heart. This is what you are set on, is the very thing that you are saying. And you know, at the same time, at that point, then you're loosening it out of your life. you're loosening it out of your heart and loosening it, you know, from you.
Yes.
And you're able to heal, and that's where deliverance, you know, takes place right here in that place. That's where the joy and the song and the praises come through.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
It sounded like that was a journey, but that's really how it works.
Amen. Yes, and these persons cannot be reached out and ministered effectively without corporate praise and worship.
Yes.
And the ministry of the word, amen. The altar service is successful because of the power of binding and loosing.
Yes.
The strong man is bound, you all. The strong man is bound, and the people are loose from sin, habits, sickness, and
yes.
demons. A lot of people are demon possessed.
Yes.
So, therefore, it is important for people who need ministry to come to a service, you all, and take part in the ministry of praise and worship and hear the word
yes.
in order to receive their deliverance. Amen. See, Devin has a deliverance service here in our home. When we come in, the first thing we have is praise and worship.
That's right.
And then we pray. We take
right.
it to the altar.
Amen.
Then there's a
right.
word that comes forward. Amen.
Amen.
We open up the word of God and we preach that word. Amen.
Right.
See, at the altar, we can then execute the written judgment upon evil spirits that are in the lives of the people
yes.
and cast them out right now in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to talk about before we wrap up here, you know, binding and loosing and the biblical references, you all, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you have any comments, we're going to open up the line one more time before we wrap up here in our Bible study this day. And I just thank God for you all's patience with me as well. I try to slow down, make sure I'm not going too fast. I'm understanding break their bands asunder, case away their cords, and according to Psalms 2 and 3. Break their bands asunder, chase away their cords, the necessity of continual binding. Demons do not like to be restrained and will attempt to break free if they are not kept bound until deliverance can take place. Amen. Chains, you all, binding their keys in chains. We just read the book of Psalm 149:8. Chains, you all, of darkness. Punishment and judgment, cords of sin, demonic bondage to sins or habits, cords of vanity, bondage to vanity and pride, fetters of iron, which is a chain of a shackle for the feet, metal, mental blindness and blindness of the eyes. You are threefold cord. We see this in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. It represents strength. Demons sometimes link up in threes to resist explosion. And command them to unleak and come out. You know, command them to unleak with the others, you know, worry, liquid fear, and then pride and rebellion, they'll leak together.
Yeah.
You know, sickness, disease, and ache, and pain, you know, trauma, they'll
yeah.
leak together. We're talking about they will link up, they will meet
uh-huh.
together, so you got to command them to unleak and come out
uh-huh.
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Snares and gins and nets and traps, you all. We
yeah.
see this in the book of Psalms. We used to look at Psalm 91. So much. And remember, binding and loosing is always done in the spirit.
Yeah.
In the spirit. So when you're in tune with the spirit of God, you can bind and loose according to the will of the Lord. And remember, you all, too, that the power of life and death are in the tongue.
Amen.
And we have all power over the power of the enemy through the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. According to Psalm 149:8-9, we are to bind the enemy with the judgments that are already written in the word and not with spaced out revelation. Come on, everybody. Come on. Are we learning something here tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of people are dealing with sickness in their body. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that you can be delivered and set free from that sickness right now in the name of Jesus Christ because you have power and authority to speak to that thing.
Amen.
Amen. See, what fear will do, it'll keep creeping in and try to make you think that even when you speak to that thing. But you got to believe what you're speaking. See, we can always stand justified when we stick to speaking the word. Therefore, standing on Matthew 18:18 today, amen, we can safely say that what has already been bound, amen, in heaven, we bind on earth right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And what has already been loosed in heaven, we can loose on earth right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. See, these judgments are written, and we are to only bind or loose according to our realm of authority that is given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody have any questions or comments?
Yeah.
Oh, my, they called it over.
Plead the blood.
Will you plead the blood?
Yeah. Exactly what you're saying. That's what it means to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. You're acknowledging that you have the blood of Jesus Christ that's operating on the inside of you, which is
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
So, which is the blessings of God.
Amen.
For you to bind and loose these things already, because they have already been bound and loose. So, you need to understand that, you know, when you plead the blood of Jesus, what you're saying is that I'm going to maintain my stance in the finished works of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because we're always constantly in a battle in our mind and our heart. You know, this is that spiritual warfare. You know, you need to definitely know that you have the power and authority through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we say when we say we plead the blood.
Yeah.
We plead the blood. We plead the blood.
Amen.
That has a lot of power. That's your power and authority.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Is there anyone have any questions or comments as we wrap up tonight here? Press 1 if you do. I'll call your name for those whose name I know mm-hmm. that normally be okay to open up the line to if you don't press 1, because I know Jamil and Tamika, you press the line, so it still show us that you mm-hmm. have a question and you may not, but just in case, I'm going to open up your line and ask you to be sure, because I can't tell if you do or not because it still shows that you do. So anybody else that has any questions or comments at this time, press 1 and we will bring you through. All right, Jamil, do you have any questions for Sanderson?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. I love you. Thank you. Amen. Tamika, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I don't.
All right. God bless you. I love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Sister Dillard, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
I have a question because I get confused when they say bind and loose. So
mm-hmm.
if, say, sickness, so if I say I bind it and then I loose it in heaven, so it would mean I am getting rid of it. In other words, is it going to be,
uh-huh.
I'm loose, I'm just crazy, I'm just bind it loose. So if I ask to bind it here in Houston, and you say, and it get loose in heaven, that's where I'm getting confused. So if I'm binding my sickness here in heaven, so that means it's going to God for the heaven here, right?
Yes, what you're asking is, because she's asking between heaven and earth, because whatever is done here is done on earth also, because we're seated already. We're spirit. You are spirit. So when you bind that thing, you're binding it. That means you're capturing it, and then you loosen it from you. So whatever it is, because everything starts with the mind, so you're binding that thing. You're coming against that thing. Let's say it's fear, right? Fear.
Mm-hmm.
We know sickness is a spirit that's operating in this body because it's illegally operating in your body. So you want to find that thing. If it's sickness, I bind you right now. Sickness, I bind this sickness. I bind that whatever it is in the name of Jesus Christ, and I loose it to where Jesus Christ sent it. And then you can command it to never enter your body again. You bind that thing. Yeah, that's what it means. So you want to capture it, and then you loose it. You set yourself free from it. Like we bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God. So we call it to us. And now we take it and we take part in it. So now we think like Christ and we move like Christ. Because whatever we do, we have to before we do it. Just like anything that goes on your body, if your body's cheating, you can have a signal that something is going on. It starts in your mind. So it will signal your brain that something is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So did you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, now I know I bind it. It starts with my mind. Once I bind
it,
I'm loosening it in heaven, so therefore I'm letting it go. It's gone.
You let me go again.
Yeah, never to come back.
Because through Christ Jesus, we're already seated in heavenly places through Christ Jesus, because through Christ. So that's what that means. I hope that was a good breakdown for you.
Yeah. If it's a yes breakdown, I'm getting it, yeah. I'm
going to bind it. Some things have to go over and over to finally just take root of having an understanding of it. So we'll go over it again.
Yeah.
And then again, so you be in prayer every night. So we bind and loose in prayer. So we bind ourselves to things and then we loose it. We loose ourselves. from whatever it is. It's kind of like, let's say you put on something, right? You got a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
You try a shirt on. I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to loose myself from this. Let's say, I'm going to give another example. You know, something that's on you, like, oh, this thing is weighing me down. Let's say a coat is hot,
mm-hmm.
and you want to loose yourself from
yeah.
it, right? So you take it off.
Yeah.
You take the thing that's binding. You know, you bind that coat, you grab it, you take it out, you capture it, then you loose yourself from it. You throw it off or do away with it, just to give you an example of it.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to wrap
it
up here.
Anything that
gives
Christ.
What are
we talking about? You know,
see, I'm just thinking here. Hold on for a second here.
Anything that we give to Christ, you know, when we're binding something, you know, even though practically we know that we, you know, have some type of illness or sickness. Now, we know that's the physical thing. But what Pastor Chantel is saying is, you know, at first, you know, our thoughts is we are resisting. I mean, we're actively fighting against allowing sickness, you know, to control, you know, our mind first. Because we're giving it over to Christ, we put our expectations, you know, on being healed. Because we know when we are in Christ, you know, that we are healed. And that's what we put our mind at, you know, in every single law, every single promise, every single scripture, you know, that's what we are. We're binding in this way, you know, using that written word of God. And then we will start to move in that place of expecting healing to show up because this is what we're putting on Christ.
This is what we bind it and we loosen
yeah.
things. And then we expect, we're
yeah,
walking in expectation.
So practically, you're literally loosening it away from it.
Amen. So you buy that coat and you loose it, you're expecting it to be cooled off, right? My Lord, my God. But anyway, God bless everyone here in Bible study on tonight. I hope we were able to answer every question. If not, if you have any more questions for us that was not answered here on tonight, please give us a call. We'll be happy to go over with you in more detail. If you feel more comfortable, we can do that with you. We have no problem with that. We just want to make sure that we all are able to get it. Amen. And not just get it, but to apply it to our daily lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we're wrapping up here, let me give you all that number, our number that you can call. Hallelujah. We thank God for the lesson on tonight. Where is that number? I'm going to grab it for you all. Just give me a moment. It's a new line that we have. Oh, where is it? Okay. Well, maybe should be here. Okay. All right. I want to give you all that number, but I can't find the number. Oh, here it is. The new number you all to give us a call is 484-740-5075. Again, that number is 484-740-5075. You all, join us tonight at midnight as we're in our midnight prayer for the month of May. This is May 19th. We've been on for 19 days there at midnight. We thank God for the strength of the Lord to be able to stand at midnight each night. We trickle on in on that line at midnight every night. So we thank God. God bless everyone. Sister Dill, we thank you for being the reader for tonight. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. May God add a blessing to the readers and the hearers and most of all the doers of his word. Amen. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for being with us. We thank you, oh God, for what's taught on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from your apostle, oh God, we ask that you continue to bless God, and keep in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you would give divine understanding and revelation and knowledge of your word that went forth on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that all will be able to apply to our daily lives and that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, knowing that the enemy is already defeated, amen, and we are victorious through Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. Lord, we leave this line, but never your presence, oh God. We ask that your angels go before us, preparing the way, oh God. And even on tonight as we lay and speak, oh God, we pray for divine restoration, oh God, and your angels to be encamped around us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone. God bless all our guests that came on tonight. Thank you, Cousin Tanika, for joining us for Bible study. It just touched my heart to see you. And Grandmother Helen, to see you on the line tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We love you. Sister Dylan, everyone, Evangelist Kim, good to see you in Bible study. God bless you. My mother, Kathy Hudson as well. Hallelujah. Sister Connie Northern, our daughter Jamel, God bless you. And everybody else, I believe, and a dear friend and loved one, Pamela Townsend. as well as Jordan. God bless you all. We love you. We thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is defeated, and you are victorious in Christ Jesus. Amen. And you have the power and the authority. And if you have not taken up that power and authority before now, use it today. Start using and taking up that power and authority that God has given you to speak over yourself and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it so that you can receive it. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll